Wake up. Wake up, dear. Good evening. As you can see, you've been taken from your holding cell during the night and placed on this milking table. The straps around your arms and legs are necessary to ensure that you don't hinder the milking procedure in any way. I realize this is your first milking, so I will be explaining some of the procedure to you. Now just relax. I have some prep work to do on you. I'm going to apply some antiseptic cream to your penis now. This cream will ensure that no germs or bacteria will contaminate your load. It will also help you to get fully erect. It feels quite warm, doesn't it? Yes. I can feel your penis start to throb and lengthen in my hands. Good boy. The more aroused you are, the more of a load you will produce. The milking machine is capable of taking more semen out of you than you've ever experienced. Unlike my hands traveling up and down your penis, the machine will never tire nor stop until it has drained every drop of semen from your balls. It has also been used on boys for punishment. Yes, that's right, dear. For punishment. Not long ago, Dr. Sherry suspected that some boys were holding back in their production of milk. She found out they were jacking off while in their quarters. When she found out, she had a nurse hook them up to the machine and just leave it on throughout the night, milking him up and down, over and over. Yes, that's right, dear. The nurse would come back in the morning and turn it off, and then empty the catch cylinder. There was some very surprising amounts of semen collected. Usually, it only took one time for the boy to learn his lesson. I can't think of a single boy that didn't immediately stop his solo pleasures. Yes, dear, I can see that you find that a bit scary, as you should. There is no escape from a milking machine when it is attached to your penis. A boy's penis is slowly sucked into the milking tube, even if he is still flaccid. Sensors in the tube measure how erect the boy is, and the machine executes twisting motions with the pumping to coax a rock-hard erection from him, much like how I am corkscrewing my hands in opposite directions over your penis now. Becoming erect in the milking tube, they would eventually come, and the machine would collect their load. Since they couldn't go soft, the machine would just continue sucking and sucking and sucking. Eventually, the poor baby would come again, and again, and again. Although they would scream and weep throughout the night, it didn't hurt them as much as you might think. Well, I'm sure there was some degree of pain involved. By the time a boy has had his fourth or fifth orgasm in the machine, he is usually screaming and crying unintelligible things. I even take pity on them from time to time. What do I do? Oh, I go into his cell and console him. I let him suckle on my breast as he whimpers and cries. His screams would make it tough for the other boys to sleep. So whenever he approached another orgasm, I would smother his face between my breasts, which would muffle the screams effectively. It's always so interesting to hear a boy screaming helplessly between your breasts as you watch their body convulse while their helpless cocks shoot out rope after rope of white cum. The poor dears. Ah, look at that. Your penis has gotten so hard from my story, hasn't it? Good boy. It's time to start your milking, dear. Don't be scared. I'll be with you the whole time, guiding you through it and making sure we get every last drop out of your balls. Okay, try and relax. This is going to feel a little odd. I'm going to slide the milking tube over your penis. There we go. Good boy. Now I'm going to place your balls in the testicle clamshell. This will massage them and also monitor their yield as the milking tube does its work over your trapped cock. Yes, there we go. You're all hooked up. Once I turn the machine on, The milking tube and the clamshell will literally be sucking at your penis and testicles. Tiny airbags in the clamshell will be inflating and deflating in quick succession, also in varying patterns, like hundreds of massaging pressure points. It will send your balls into spasms, making them quiver uncontrollably. Your penis will not be able to stand the sucking and the pumping, and you will erupt into an explosive orgasm. The continuous suction of the milking tube will immediately pull your semen out of you and carry it to the catch cylinder. It is all very simple. I can see that you're very scared. Poor baby. Don't be scared. This has to be done, and it will be done to you every day. As your nurse, I'm here to comfort you and to help you through this process. But don't beg and try to make me stop. I will not stop the milking. You will be a brave boy for me. Will you be a good boy for me and not try to resist the milking? Good boy. Now let us begin. Hold on, baby. I'm just switching it on. You'll start to feel a gradual pressure and some very pleasurable sensations in a moment. Okay. Just relax. Good boy. I've turned the vacuum control rate to 3. You can feel your cock being drawn deeper into the milking tube, and it's sucking at you, can't you? The clamshell is pressured up and is massaging your balls now, running from front to back, around and around your balls. Isn't it nice, baby? Your little moans and gasps tell me that you're enjoying the machine. Good boy. You're getting closer, baby. You're doing well. Just relax and let the machine work you up and down. That's a good boy. Now for a little more pressure, I'm going to turn it up to 5. Yes. I think this is what we need for your first orgasm. Feel yourself being sucked and sucked and sucked. Good boy. Ah, I can see from the clamshell indicator that your balls are shrinking into your body. It's time for you to shoot, isn't it? Don't be afraid. Just let it happen. I'm holding your hand. I'm here for you. Come on, baby. That's it. Give in to it. Give in. Yes. There you go. Oh, look at you spasm. Oh, good boy. It's sucking and sucking all of that beautiful semen out of your balls. Yes, I can see that thick white cream being collected. Good boy. What sounds you made. And what a nice load you just shot out for the machine. I'm turning it down to 2 now. Yes, just breathe out and in. Try to collect yourself. Good boy. Notice that the machine is not letting you get soft. That's because we still have much more semen to collect from you. Ah, don't be scared. It will become more intense and more painful, dear, but that's why I'm here. And that's why you're restrained, so you can't get away. We need to drain your balls completely, every day, and it will always take more than one ejaculation. Now, let's increase the milking machine for round 2. Feel how the milking machine is not letting you get soft. It just keeps tugging and tugging at you. And it never gets tired of milking you, does it? Now, don't fight it. I said don't fight it. You can't get out of your restraining straps holding you down. Are you going to be a good boy for me? If you keep on struggling, I'll just leave you alone with this machine throughout the night, and you will be screaming and coming for the next 8 hours, all alone and helpless. If you are a good boy, I will stay with you and comfort you and turn it off when you are done. Will you be a good boy for me? Good. Good boy. That's it. Just give in. I can tell you're close again. Feel it suck. And suck. And suck. And suck. Good boy. Suck and suck and suck. Yes, you're shooting again. Good boy. What a good boy. Ah, listen to those screams. I know, dear. I know this one hurts. We need to get it all out of you. Poor baby. Look at those tears. I will kiss them for you. Still crying and whimpering. Poor baby. What? What's that? Yes, I should turn the pressure down a little. Poor dear. Now let me see. Yes, we've collected a very nice amount from your balls after those two ejaculations. We may be done. Let me just... I'm sorry, baby. The clamshell indicator on your balls tells me you still have semen in there. Yes, that's right. We have to do another one. Now, now. Shush. Don't be like that. Don't cry and beg. I thought you were my good boy. Didn't you promise me you were my good boy? Can't you be a brave, strong boy for me? I know it hurts. I know. I'm right here for you, little one. I know what will calm you down. A little breastfeeding. Let me just open my blouse a little and take out my breasts for you. They're very big, aren't they? I could just put your head between them and completely smother you with them, couldn't I? Here. Just take my nipple in your mouth. Good boy. Just suckle there. It will calm you. And now, it's time for round three, little one. Hush, pet. Hush. I'm going to turn it up to six. It will be very intense, but you promised to be my good little boy, didn't you? I've adjusted the clamshell over your balls to the total purge setting. This means it will massage them once it senses you are close to orgasm, and it will begin contracting and squeezing your balls, literally forcing every last drop of semen out of them through your helpless cock. This will be quite painful, but also the most intense orgasm you have ever felt. You are making so many loud sounds. I can't have you wake up the other boys in their cells, especially when you start screaming high-pitched wails, which is what will happen with total purge. I'm going to have to place your face between my beautiful bosom to muffle your cries. There we go. I love feeling you struggle for breath between my cleavage like that. I can feel your warm tears against my breasts, my sweet little crybaby. I love feeling you struggle for release and struggle for it to end. I know where you are. You are right at the edge. Let me send you over the edge, little one. Turning it up to 7 now. That's 7th heaven for you, baby. Oh, you're just sobbing and weeping between my breasts. Hush, little baby. It will all be over soon. Feel how the milking machine is pumping you up and down, twisting and turning with each pump. The clamshell is constricting against your quivering balls. They will force out the last load, baby, and it will be incredible. Oh, look at your hips. They are bucking so hard and fast. They are trying to get your trapped penis away, aren't they? But every buck your hips make to get away is met by downward thrust by the milking machine. You cannot get away, little one. You can never get away. Listen to my voice now, baby. Listen to me and obey. Shoot. 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 Good boy. Good baby. What a good boy you are. That's right. Shoot. 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 Shoot out all that jism for me. Oh, so much come from my good boy. So much. I can see glob after glob of your thick cream filling up the catch cylinder. I'm very proud of you. Yes, your body is still jerking, still going through convulsions. This is natural. Your balls are still convulsing even though there's nothing left. All gone. I'm looking at the sensors, and it says we have totally purged your balls of all it's come. What a good boy you've been for me. Now I'm going to turn it off, baby. Ah, there. It's all over. It's all done. Yes, I know. You're still crying. Poor baby. Let me wipe all those tears from your cheeks. Ah, such a little sweetie. A few kisses for my sweetie. Such a good boy. I'm so proud of you. Yes, I know. Still crying from your ordeal. Now you will be wheeled back to your cell, and you will sleep so deeply and so well, little one. You will be well fed in the morning to get your strength and fluids replenished. And then we will start all over again, little one. Nighty-night and sweet dreams, my darling.